This is the Bugcast, episode 49.
I'm only waiting for the one to be everything I want.
Hi. This is... should we start again? Yes. It's Friday. Test me right for not concentrating. It's Friday the 20th of February. It's about 20 past nine in the evening. And you are listening to the Bugcast episode 49. Thanks very much for being here. 49. Ooh, that means 50 next week. More about that later on. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that song, that first song was 46 Bliss and The Way You Are, the Etterman Chili remix. It's not the first time we've played 46 Bliss on this show. The first time was actually back in episode number 8 when we played their song In a Long Time. Thank you very much indeed for being here this evening. It's going to be a bit of a light show tonight because Caroline and I are going away again tomorrow with the kids this time. Thanks also to everybody who's decided to join in the chat room this evening. And once again, we have an amazing turnout. Just do a quick roll call of who's in here at the moment. We've got Andy, Helly, Ian, Katie, Leonie, Lisa, Marcus, Nick, and Phil from work. One of the largest turnouts I think we've had. I think we've had 10 before. So, it should be 10 because Matt was there a minute ago, but he did drop out. So maybe it is 10. Wonderful. Thank you very much for coming along. Right. Didn't have any intros for this week, so I introduced the show myself. because next week is the Golden Podiversary, and Ian is doing the introduction for that one, and episode 51 is the Mark Marshall special. Well, I'll ask him if he can do it. I need up episodes now from episode 52 onwards, and that is the show that I believe will be broadcast on Friday the 13th of March. Two Friday the 13ths in one year, next to each other. That's pretty scary. Well, it's been a bit of a week for me this week. I've been very, very busy. I don't know whether I hinted a few... turn the chat room off, Dave. I hinted a few weeks ago that we'd had some structural changes at work, which basically means that the department I work in, our workload's basically just doubled. I've got my fingers in about three or four different pies at the moment. My day job, the role that I have on my employment contract at work puts me working in a team of people doing a particular task. Now, up until recently, I was actually leading a portion of that team. Since then, I've been seconded into another team to basically process manage a particular product that we were having problems with. And so that is currently my unofficial day job, because I'm on secondment. But I'm also still doing some work in the team that I used to be in, as well as managing another team of two as well, and also managing a lot of the processes that we've inherited as a result of the structural changes. So this week for me has been absolutely hectic, but fortunately I'm surrounded by some absolutely awesome people. And you know, as a team, we've done extremely well. I think I went out to the pub with two of the lasses from work after work this evening, only for one drink, because I wanted to get home. But yes, I'm very tired, but it's been one of those. I don't know. I tend to work well under pressure, but the pressure has to be constant. Do you know what I mean? If there is a lot of work to do and I'm allowed to get on with that work, then I'd far rather be busy. But if there's a lot of work to do and other stuff keeps getting in the way, preventing you from doing that work, I'm still making you busy but putting you under a lot more pressure because you can't get your day job done, I don't like that so much. But this week's been good because there's been bucket loads of work, but because of the support that basically we've all given each other in the relevant areas that we're responsible for, it's given us all. You noticed? You know, I think that is the first time I've coughed this week. Crazy. I think I need to get a drink of water in the next song. It's given us the ability to basically just get down and get on with our jobs. So I wish I could tell you more about what's going on, but unfortunately I can't. I'm not permitted to at this stage because of the nature of the structural changes. But I'm sure I will be able to in the not too distant future. Now, last week, I did mention, that I was taking Caroline away this year because it's our 10-year of being 10-year anniversary of being together. Now, I told you last week that I wasn't going to tell you where we're going, and that hasn't changed. I also am not telling Caroline where we're going until basically we get there. But what I did do is I showed her the brochure of the place where we're going, because I've booked it now, during this week, and I'm so looking forward to it. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. The place we're going to, I've only been there once before, but I've never been there with Caroline. We've been very close to it, in fact even driven through it, not the town, the region. I'm not really giving much away, I know, but I know that if Caroline hears this, she'll get a little bit frustrated because I'm not really giving anything away, but trying to give information away at the same time, if that makes sense. I'd love her to know, but I think it would destroy the fun of it if I told her. And then this weekend, my wonderful mum turns 60 next week, so we're... you're not listening, are you, Mum? Good. We're all heading over to Worcestershire to celebrate her 60th birthday together, and there's various members of the family that are all converging on their house tomorrow afternoon, and she knows that something's going on because she was my stepdad was forced to tell her when she was about to book something else. However, she doesn't know actually what's happening, so that'd be very interesting. It's going to be all news articles apart from that this week, because I've done NAFL planning. I've got nothing else to tell you other than what I just have done. Now, the first two articles, in fact, everything I think has been passed on to me today by people dropping news articles in the drop at drop.io/bugcast. So thank you very much for everybody who has done so. Now, I've made no secret of how much I love Google. So these next couple of articles are going to be Google-centric. Phil from work sent me this article earlier on this week. he says, hoping that he's correct, saying that Google have announced... Sorry, Vodafone have announced the second Google phone, the second phone to be powered by Google's Android operating system. Now, it will be exclusive to Vodafone, except in, I think it's India. Where is it? Sorry, Italy. Begins with I, doesn't it? yes, the new HTC Magic will have a 3.2 megapixel camera, Wi-Fi, GPS, but no keyboard. The T-Mobile G1, which is the first Google phone, has got a keyboard on it, but this new one will not. Now, I know I've been going on about mobiles for a while, and I'd love to get a phone with Android on it, and I was wondering whether I actually needed a keyboard at all, because of recently I've been using the touchscreen to type text messages and such like. Then, of course, this is on Vodafone, and I'm not on Vodafone, and I have no intention of switching from T-Mobile for this time. But, yeah, it's good to see new Android offerings out on the market. According to the Wikipedia article for Android, there are at least two companies that are going to be releasing phones with the Android platform on around about this summer, which kind of coincides at the point where our contracts expire with T-Mobile, which is about June time. So hopefully it'll be very interesting to see what happens. Now, the second article that I've been given that I'm going to read out before this next set of songs was sent to me by Marcus. So thank you very much, Marcus, for dropping this article in the drop. And I was questioning its authenticity, because the website is google.org. Now, having looked around it, I, I am now believing that it is a genuine Google website, and it's I think it's a non-profit making. Hang on a second, let me click that link there. Oh, that's slow. Yeah, Google.org aspires to use the power of information and technology to address the global challenges of our age, climate change, poverty and emerging disease. In collaboration with experienced partners working in each of the fields, we will invest our resources and tap the strengths of Google's employees and global operations to advance our initiatives. Now, the initiative that that was brought to my attention was something called Power Meter. Now, a few... hang on a second. A few weeks ago, I mentioned about the current cost device that we have in the house here, which is measuring the current amount of load that we're pulling from the electricity grid. So basically, how much electricity we're using, and therefore how much we're going to get charged for it at the end of the quarter. Now, it looks as though Google's going to be doing or looking to do something very similar. And what they're looking to do is put in a power monitoring system in your house, but also plug it into the net so that you can see, when you're not at home, how much electricity your home is using. Now, theoretically, when you're not in the house, the only things that should be operating in your house are your central heating and hot water boiler, and your fridge freezer. I can't think of anything else that would need to... Oh, and any security system, of course. I can't think of anything else that you would need to have in your house on at any one time. Now, if you had a device such as this, or like the one that I've got, which I believe you can net-enable, but it requires some additional hardware and an effort that I just can't be bothered to put in. How bad's that? If you monitor your electricity consumption from elsewhere, and you suddenly realise that you're using maybe 250 watts more than you should do, whoops, I've left some lights on. Not really a lot you can do about it, is there? So I can kind of see the justification behind it, but I don't think it's really going to catch on that well. But it'll be interesting to see what people make of it anyway. Anywho, bored now. Let's have some music.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
That first song of the two was Femi and Imported. A while ago, I incorrectly reported on the Podsafe Music Network that I had actually played that song. And I played another of her tracks at the time to make up for it. But this was the track I originally intended to play. It was called Imported by Femi. The second song was by a chap called Aaron Zimmer, and it was called The Middle. Now, this one came about when Aaron dropped me an email a couple of weeks ago, in fact, to introduce himself and say he listened to the show, and told me about his album that was released on the 20th of January, which is called Live Wires. And if you go to aaronzimmer.com, you'll find all the information about that album. And I've heard a couple of tracks from the album, and they're really good. And that was the first one from the album. Right. Yeah. I don't know who sent me this article because there was no name against it, but I read it and thought, A cat has been reunited with its owners in East Dunbartonshire after being found on a Scottish island 2 years after it vanished. Hello, my darling. What do you want? You want a pencil? Okay. Karen Ratcliffe bought Bengal tabby Ozzy and its sister Ellie for her children, and they put up laminated posters after Ozzy went missing from the family home in Bearsden in 2007. He was found in Millport, the Isle of Cumbrae. Cats protection staff later identified Ozzy from a microchip. Miss Ratcliffe said that when Ozzy initially left the house, the family was not unduly worried, but this changed when he was not... But aren't you going to go down there? Okay. Sorry. Apparently, I mentioned before the show actually started that we were trying to get hold of the local pizza place to get some pizza. And we think they've left the phone off the hook because we've not been able to get in touch with them. yeah, sorry. Yeah, they started getting worried when and phoned the local vets and the police. And basically, the upshot of it was that... Sorry, I've just been complete nutty thrown by somebody putting half a packet of Rolos in front of me. Thank you very much. In the journey from where he went and getting back again, he actually made it across water from Bearsden to Millport. So they're absolutely at confused to learn how he managed to get where he did. And then crossing over the water to Ireland. Details of how police in the Irish Republic finally caught up with the country's most reckless driver have emerged. This bloke had been wanted from counties Cork to Cavan after racking up scores of speeding fines and speeding tickets and parking fines. However, each time the serial offender was stopped by the police, he managed to evade justice by giving out a different address. But then his cover was blown, and it was discovered that the man every member of the Irish police rank and file had been looking for, a Mr. Prawo Jazdy, wasn't exactly the sort of prize villain whose apprehension led to an officer winning an award. In fact, he wasn't even human. Prawo Jazdy is actually the Polish for driving licence, and not the first and surname on the licence. I can't believe they did that. I don't know whether you realise on the new style photocard driving licences, they have fields, and next to them are certain items of the their details. So I think number one on there is their is the surname. Number two is the first name. Three is date of birth and place of birth. But just above that, it will say driving licence. In whichever language it is, but on this one, the Polish driving license is Prawo Jazdy. It's quite embarrassing to see the system has created Prawo Jazdy as a person with over 50 identities. The mistake needs to be rectified immediately and asked that the memo be circulated throughout the police force in a bid to avoid similar mistakes being made in the future. Relevant guidelines were also amended. Absolutely hilarious. To make that mistake up to 50 times and not realise that indeed that is the Polish for driving licence, I haven't got a clue. Right. Sorry. Silly people. Yeah, what are you doing? Hang on, this is quite revealing. No, not revealing in that way. Blimey, damn guys. Caroline has just taken a piece of card. Is that a card?
Yep.
Folded it up, blown in it, and it's turned into a box. Which I think is pretty damn awesome.
I
learned
that this week.
I'll show you later on how to make a star from a piece of paper. Anywho, would you like a frog? You're going to make me a frog? Are you learning origami or something?
Yeah.
Yes. Right, Caroline. Okay, so Caroline doesn't actually do work when she's at work. She does origami instead. That's no excuse. Right, okay. Where are we on to list? yes, we're going to go on to some feedback. Right, okay, we'll go on to our next song then. We didn't have any feedback at all this week, which was a bit of a shame, but it's going to happen sometimes. I have had emails from people, but they've been more a case of offering music to play. Oh, sorry. Yes, I did get an email, didn't I? I got an email from Ian, the other Ian, sending me details of a band of his workmates. Caroline has just put a paper frog on my desk, and you flick it, and it goes jump. Origami. Don't drop bits of stuff on the floor. So yes, sorry, we did get some feedback from Ian, but unfortunately the band that he was referring to, the Dave Howes band, apparently isn't actually formed anymore, which is a bit of a shame. Did you want something? Thank you. So okay, yeah, we're going to go on to our last couple of songs. Hang on, where am I? I am so disjointed this week, it is unreal. Oh well.
Remember when I'd wreck my truck every other night? In the nights between them, I was always in the light. I would stagger home drunk as hell and turn on all the lights. Then I'd pass out on the sofa, snore real loud all night. But I can take a night of drinking better than I could. Won't you take me back, baby, if you would? 'Cause baby, from now on, when I stagger home drunk at night, I'll remember not to turn on the lights. I'm a better drunk than I used to be. I'm a better drunk now, baby, don't you see? I'll make it all the way to the bathroom now before I eat. 'Cause I'm a better drunk than I used to be. I know how it must have felt, baby, don't you see? When I'd go out late and get about as drunk as I could be. I'd wake up naked in a field underneath the tree. Stagger home, smash up our TV. But you don't have to worry anymore, my little dear. Now when I stop 40 beers, somehow I always manage to make it right back here. And the new TV's lasted a year. I'm a better drunk than I used to be. I'm a better drunk now, baby, don't you see? I'll make it all the way to the bathroom now before I heave. I'm a better chump than I used to be. Take me back, baby, if you would. I'm a better drunk than I used to be. I'm a better drunk now, baby, don't you see? I make it all the way to the bathroom now before I eat. 'Cause I'm a better drunk than I used to be. I'm a better drunk than I used to be. I'm a better drunk now, baby, don't you see? I make it all the way to the bathroom now before I eat. 'Cause I'm a better drunk than I used to be.
You're listening to the Bugcast, with no bugs in it and a cast of one. Was ever a podcast more wrongly named?
That was Stephen Luke and No Man's Land. And before that, we had Andy, Steve and Andy, which was the same comedy people that we played last week, but this time with I'm a Better Drunk Than I Used to Be. Not as funny as last week's show, the... what was that called? Can't remember now. I can't remember what it was called. It was good anyway. Right. Okay. Caroline sent me, passed me a note when we when she told me that the pizza place was still engaged, and it says we'll cock something later. I think she meant cook, but her handwriting is pretty poor. Well, no, her handwriting is actually very good, but anyway, we've had some new people arrive in the chat room, but I'm not going to mention them until we get to the end of the show. See how committed they are to being here. Okay. Oh, piddle. Right. Next week is show number 50. It's the Golden Podiversary. The Golden Podiversary of the Bugcast. And that will be broadcast live at 9 o'clock on the 27th of February. That's next Friday. If you would like to submit your favourite songs from episodes 26 to 49, see, I can say it now. Previously, I couldn't really say it because 49 hadn't been done. We're on 49 now. So, if you want any songs to be, favourite songs to be played in episode 50, then please drop me an email to feedback@thebugcast.org and let me know. At this present moment in time, I've had one submission from somebody, okay? And the way things are, unless I get anything else before Monday, then it'll just be mine and this person's submissions, and we'll just build the show around that. The week after that, which is Friday the 6th of March, show number 51, which is actually our full year anniversary, episode 1 of the Bugcast was broadcast recorded originally on the 7th of March, and 2008, and show 51 will be on the 6th of March 2009, and it will be the an interview with Mr. Mark Marshall. I've been a fairly long term. I say, I think I've first played one of his songs back in Single Figures episodes, and we've been communicating pretty constantly ever since over email, instant messenger, Facebook, blah blah, and somewhere between America and here is a box full of goodies, hopefully one of which will be a prize for a competition that Mark will set on the on show 51. So keep an eye out for that one. Ian has just corrected me. The show was actually recorded on the 5th of March, but I believe I released it into the wild on the 6th. I believe. Let's see if Mark... Mark can confirm that. So if you have any questions you would like to ask Mark Marshall, anything about his music, about his career, about his style, anything really, we'll probably ask him the normal what's your favourite pizza topping question, which I think is going to be the standard Bugcast artist interview question. So yes, if you have any questions for Mark, then again, please send me... somebody's come to the chat room and said, hello, Dave. Send any questions via email, again, to feedback@thebugcast.org. Right. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can do so in a number of ways. The first one, and the most important one, is to drop me an email. And the email address, as I've just said, is feedback@thebugcast.org. And there you can... I need to stop. Oh, I've just seen who's coming to the chat room. Wow. Yes, and via email you can send comments, feedback, criticism, complaints, praise. I've had a few of those. Podsafe music, introductions, questions for Mark Marshall, suggestions for episode 50 music. You can visit the website at www.thebugcast.org, and you'll find there the show notes for this and every previous show. You can also visit the Bugcast Drop at drop.io/bugcast, and you can drop files of any kind, media files, text files, voice messages, if you want to record a voice message on your own PC and email it through to me. Sorry, if you want to drop it that way, or you can email it, that's entirely up to you. And if you head to the website for the show notes, you'll also find out other ways in which you can get in contact through Twitter, Facebook, and MySpace. Most of the music this week has come from the Podsafe Music Network, which you can reach at podsafemusicnetwork.com. The exception to that was song number 3, which was the Aaron Zimmer song, which I obtained by invitation from AaronZimmer.com. cough. Right, all that then remains is for me to say thank you very much for everybody for being here, for listening, and also to everybody in the chat room. We have currently got Jem, who is the last I told you about last week, who was the promoter of bands. The band promoter that I told you about that got me in touch with a few music sources. Helly, Ian, Katie, Leonie, Lisa, Marcus, me, and me again, Matt, who's just reappeared in the room, and Nick and Phil from work. Thank you all very much indeed for being here. I very much appreciate the support, and really looking forward to catching you all again next week for the special episode 50 podversary of the Bugcast. Take care all. Bye-bye.